Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Frank Whaley over here.
Today's Friday. It is February 12th. Is it the 12th?
And Yep. It's 12th.
It's the 12th, and this is episode 26. We're in the second half of our fifth season.
You were just saying you're a little sweaty.
Yeah, I was watching the impeachment trial.
And you sweat. You were sweating?
I was on the treadmill while I was watching it. It was a good way to, like, sort of get my anger out because it was making me angry. You know, Trump's lawyer, like the president of the United States, has a personal injury lawyer representing him in an impeachment trial. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's the least of the crazy involved in the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll tell you one.
Ted Cruz, like, helping him with, and Lindsey Graham, like, you know, the jurors, supposed jurors helping with the defense. That makes no fucking kind of sense.
This personal injury lawyer, his name is Michael Vanderveen, and he was clearly at times reading stuff that someone else had written for him, probably Ted Cruz.
No doubt.
And there's a picture of Ted Cruz, like, in their little office. And then Vanderveen gets up there and says, you know, you don't have to pay attention to the rules that say that you can't think about this, that this isn't, you know, a legal procedure. If you don't feel that it's legal, then you can vote to acquit. It doesn't matter what you used to acquit. You can just acquit. So basically, the lawyer tells the jury, don't listen to the rules. Don't listen to the evidence. Just go with your gut.
I'm just putting music behind you.
Ah, okay. Right. When I was on a jury, I was on a grand jury, and I served on an assault case. I'm trying to go along with your beatboxing.
Don't,
I'm not good at it. I have no rhythm at all.
Sadly, that is true.
But they don't tell you, go with your gut. They say, listen to the evidence.
Right.
And you know what? The juries that I have been on, we do listen to the evidence.
You were only on one jury.
I was on a grand jury, and that grand jury I was on for a month, and we heard many, 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 many cases brought before us.
I've received probably, not recently, but in the past, at different times in my the history of my life, probably four, are they summons to appear for jury duty?
Yes.
And I've never gone once.
Well, when I went for my grand jury, they say, which one do you want, morning or afternoon? They don't give you an option to get out of it. And they don't ask you any questions. And I said, morning. And that was it. For like 28 days, I had to go from 9 a.m. till noon. It was kind of fun. I liked
TGIF, it. TGIF, am I right?
That's enough about the jury duty? My friend Bill and my sister Becky were on the same jury together, and it was a murder trial. And they used to, like, get together and have jury reunions with their jury. That's all I'll say about jury duty. If anyone ever wanted to establish professional juries, I would be really good at it. I would like to do that. Thanks.
Duty.
What's the worst day you've ever had?
Today.
Okay. Well, Ashley Judd had a really, really, really bad day. And this is something that you would see on my favorite television show of all time, I Shouldn't Be Alive. Remember that show?
I do. That was a great show.
Yeah, that's such a good show.
People,
I wish they would.
In plane crashes, stuck on in avalanches.
Yeah, people who got lost skiing and
stranded,
they were like,
in the desert, so forth.
That couple, remember the couple in Palm Springs who were like, oh, let's just go off the trail a little bit. And they couldn't find their way back to the trail. And then they found like a dead body with this guy had written on there saying, like, there's no way out. I've been here months.
There was that guy that, on his wedding day, got picked up by the limo driver, and the limo was like from 1975, and the driver, before the guy knew it, the driver was like 50 miles away from the church on his way into New York City, opposite direction of the church.
Yeah, that was you, and that was our wedding day.
Right.
Yeah. But so Ashley Judd was in the Congo. Is it the Congo or Congo?
It's the Congo.
In the Congo, yes. She was in the Congo. I don't know what she was doing there. I think she does humanitarian stuff. Anyway.
Maybe she was doing a television series.
Maybe. But she said she had a faulty headlamp. I got a headlamp for Christmas. And it made it difficult for her to see during an excursion, and she tripped over a fallen tree and broke her leg.
Oh, please. I wish I had a nickel for every time that shit happened to me in the Congo.
Yeah, but she was in the middle of the forest, and she said for 55 hours, which she said was incredibly harrowing. That was a 55-hour incredibly harrowing ordeal that started with 5 hours of lying on the forest floor.
I once had to wait 25 minutes for room service.
With one of her colleagues who had his leg under her badly misshapen leg, and she was biting on a stick.
Sounds like my honeymoon.
She said she was howling like a wild animal. That does sound like our honeymoon. Somebody arrived after 5 hours and reset the bones.
I was biting on sticks all night on our honeymoon.
She said she was going into shock and passing out due to the pain. Again, very much like our honeymoon.
Sounds like my reaction to one of Ashley Judge's movies.
Oh, my God. Then she spent an hour and a half in a hammock being carried out of the rainforest.
That sounds nice.
By what she calls them, her Congolese brothers, who were doing it barefoot up and over hills through the river to make it back to the camp. You know, Ashley, you should have freaking put on that headlamp better and
Wait
not
a minute.
Made people carry
she
you out.
She called them her okay. Congolese brothers?
Yeah. I mean,
she's got like three sisters who are country western singers, and she also has Congolese brothers?
Okay, but then
what kind of family does she have?
Then she rode on a motorcycle with a badly broken leg on a motorcycle for 6 hours to get to her next destination with one person driving and one behind her holding her up. And then she says she recognizes her privilege in being able to pay someone for the ride. Yeah, because I imagine that the regular people in the Congo, if that happened to, they'd probably just have to wait there, right? They don't get carried out by somebody. Then she spent the night in a hut and then was flown to Kinshasa and eventually down to South Africa, and now she's in an ICU. So good luck to you, Ashley
Whose
Judd.
Hut did she spend the night in? And what does she mean, a hut?
I don't know.
I'd like to hear more about that.
But she also said in a hut in the city of Jolu. So it's probably somebody's house that's like a hut.
Sounds like she made a lot of this up.
I don't think so. One of my favorite episodes of I
could just see Ashley Judd talking to a publicist. Just write. I spent the night in a hut in the city of Jolo.
One of my favorite episodes of I Shouldn't Be Alive, which I was saying before you interrupted me to talk about the publicist, was the one where the guy was like, "It has always been my dream to traverse the Amazon basin by myself." Remember that guy?
No.
And he got lost, and then some people like picked him up in a boat, and he heard them talking about killing him and eating him, and he had a dog with him. And then he was going to eat his dog because he was so badly lost, and the dog knew that he was going to eat him, and so the dog ran away. And then the guy sort of stumbles out of the jungle, and he's in someone's yard. Anyway, check that out. I Shouldn't Be Alive. That's a good one. Ashley Judd, while you're in the ICU, you could watch those. I believe they're on Amazon.
You once tried to kill me by poisoning me with a sandwich. Don't deny it. We've spoken about it many times. You know you're guilty, and it's okay. I forgive you. You were confused. You met someone else who you liked better. You wanted to be with that person. You didn't know how to get out of this relationship that you were in, newlywed with me, and so you were attempting to kill me by poisoning my sandwich.
The time that you thought I was trying to poison you, we weren't even married yet. It was when you were filming the Jimmy Show, and you were going out of your mind crazy because you were not sleeping.
Listen, Heather, stop light gassing me or gaslighting me, however how you want to say it. You tried to kill me, and that's okay. I'm over it now. We don't have to talk about that. And that's I just bring it up because I every time I read about somebody who puts a hit out on their spouse, I think about you because you have something in common with them.
What's that?
You didn't put a hit out on me. You were going to do it yourself.
Well, but, okay. No.
But
I reject that.
There's a woman in Colorado And she's she attempted to hire ranch hands in a murder-for-hire plot to kill her estranged husband and his new girlfriend.
Oh, ranch hands.
Formerly an au pair. How do you say that?
Au pair.
Au pair. That's where your French comes
the
in
new,
handy.
Wait, hold on. So the girlfriend was formerly an au pair, or the wife was formerly an au pair?
Listen closely, Heather, okay? Just listen to the story, and you'll have all these facts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She attempted to hire ranch hands in a murder-for-hire plot to kill her husband, ex-husband, or, you know, estranged husband, and his new girlfriend, formerly an au pair.
Ranch hands is what you get when you're eating, like, Cool Ranch Doritos, and you
stop it,
reach into the bag
stop.
To get those last little crumbs out, and you sort of, like, you have to lick your fingers to then, like, get the little crumbs
One
to
of the ranch
them.
Hands allegedly tipped off the husband and authorities before working with the Jefferson County Sheriff. So, this woman, she's 44 years old,
mm-hmm.
right? And they investigated this for 6 months. Her name is Jennifer Emmy.
Oh, Jen.
Also known as Jennifer Edwards. She's from Colorado. So basically what she did was she approached this 28-year-old ranch hand, Timothy was his name, Timothy Lindsay. And he said that she wanted him to kill her, to get rid of her. To kill the au pair.
Oh, the au pair.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then she also decided that why not do them both? She said that money would not be a problem. The guy said he won $100,000. This is all being taped.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but was the guy working for the cops?
Yes.
Or is he busted also?
No. He immediately Wait. Called the cops.
Okay. Okay. So she at first approached him. He goes to the cops. They wire him up
for 6 months,
and then she wants to talk about it again. So she had no sort of time frame. She had no like for 6 months. He was like, "Yeah, I'll get around to it. Don't worry."
Well, you know, listen.
Wouldn't you over 6 months?
6 weeks, not 6 months.
Oh, I was gonna say, like over 6 months, you probably change your mind. You'd be
she
like,
said,
you know what?
If there was a car accident or something, no one would know, and
That's how she wanted him to do it, to sort of rig the car?
Yeah, she was trying to get this to get them both like, you know, to
like
sever the
brakes
or something like
yeah,
that.
But that's, you don't know that somebody's actually going to die. That's not going to work. That there's no guarantee that someone's actually going to die in that case. They could jump out of the car. They could, you know, make wide turns with the car to sort of slow it down, crash it into some shrubbery.
Right. It's a much safer bet just to put like
poison sandwiches
right. in their lunch boxes.
There's lots of poisons that are like pretty much not, you're not able to detect them.
I know. I didn't detect it until I started bleeding out of my like ears.
Oh my
and
God.
Like and like that.
So she got caught, and now is she in prison?
Yes, she is.
Do they have kids?
They
must have kids if they had an au pair.
Yeah, they had three kids.
Oh, man. That sucks. And now is the au pair still with the husband, or did they break up?
They don't go into any detail about that, Heather.
Because if I'm the au pair and I'm having an affair with the dad of the family, first of all, yuck. But second of all, and then the wife tries to kill me, I'm not sticking around that family.
I'd go to a hut in the city of Jolo.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. It's Valentine's Day on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you want to do for Valentine's Day?
I got to say, I do not like Valentine's Day. I think it's because of having to, like, make all those Valentines when the kids were little. It's just a chore. I would like to...
I guess I'll have to return all those biting sticks.
Maybe we'll drink some pink, something pink and bubbly.
Yes.
All right. Lots of love to everybody on your lovers, all the love. Oh, never mind. Bye, everyone.